We're going to be looking at the first couple of verses of Psalm chapter 32 here in a little bit. So, a little story before I get into my devotional. Hopefully it won't take longer to tell the story than it will be to do the message. But so sometimes I have to take some medication that causes me to have crazy dreams. So I had a dream that was kind of like Jacob's ladder going up into heaven, you know. And there was an angel down at the bottom of this ladder instructing everybody that comes along, everybody, you know, there's a whole bunch of believers going up this ladder, going up toward heaven. And the angel was telling everybody, okay, there's a bucket of chalk over here on the side. Before you go up, grab a piece of chalk. And so everybody's going up there, and the angel says, you need to take your piece of chalk and write down the biggest sins that the Lord has forgiven you of. So everybody's, you know, grabbing their piece of chalk and they're going up the ladder, and, you know, it's interesting to watch all that. And pretty soon, Tom comes back down. And I said, Tom, what happened? And he said, oh, wouldn't you know it, I ran out of chalk. So, but you know what? So forgiveness is the theme here tonight. Praise God that we have forgiveness. I'll be sharing another short message here from Pastor Thomas Smith from his Straight Path Devotions. And I don't know what date this one was, but it's a good one on forgiveness. We want to consider the blessing of sins forgiven. And again, Pastor Thomas Smith from Straight Path Devotions. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, his sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. And that's Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. Amen. To those who know Christ as Savior and have experienced the new birth, this would have to be considered one of our most appreciated blessings. The blessed man has been forgiven of his sins. The Lord imputeth not iniquity unto him. And that means that God does not count or hold our sins against us. Oh, what a wonder this is. As remarkable as it may now seem to some of us, the matter of personal transgression is not an important issue to most of our world. And the reason is simple. The world has never been convicted nor enlightened concerning the seriousness or the consequences of rebellion. The average person goes through his day with little regard for his individual sin. If he thinks at all of his sinful acts, it's only in terms of what it might cost him or how it might hinder some human relationship. It is probably not in terms of what it means to God. Lost people do what comes naturally. They sin. But when the Spirit of God begins to work in a person's heart, his feelings about his sin changes. The Holy Spirit's ministry, in part, is to reprove the world of sin. John 16, verse 8. When God showed us that we were sinners, our sin became much more serious to us. We began to realize that our sin was against God and that it separates us from our Creator and all that He has in store for us. The Word of God showed us that our sin, if not forgiven, would condemn us to an eternity of torment in hell. There's nothing we could do of ourselves to rectify our sin problem. Then we heard the good news that Christ died for our sins. He paid the entire price for our forgiveness by His death on the cross. Then He rose from the dead. God offered us eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. If we would repent and place our faith in Jesus Christ, receiving Him as our Savior and Lord. The Bible then declares us justified, forgiven of all our sins. Our text tells us, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. The only thing that can provide permanent covering and cleansing of our sins is the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ. Then we begin to understand the wonder of the blessing of sins forgiven. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for forgiveness. Thank you so much that Burdens are lifted at Calvary, as the old hymn says. We ask your blessing now as we break off for prayer, and just thank you for working in this church as only you can. We give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.